Now we discover in 42 that matter, energy, space, and time, MEST, in other words, persist because it is a problem. Your physicist is busily at work trying to unmock this, but he's unmocking it by not-isness. He's using force to alter force. And because he keeps altering it, it naturally will get worse and worse. Now, he will solve nothing with an atom bomb. He will simply make things worse, more complicated, more confused, and more dispersed. The atom bomb is a dead-end track and is folly. It is great folly. It would merely add more confusion. If an atom bomb were introduced into a war, by the number of particles and the amount of mess which would be altered, we would discover immediately that it would have introduced a great number of lies into the situation. It would have deteriorated the society and everything else. If we were foolish enough, for instance, to atom bomb Russia, or if Russia were foolish enough to atom bomb the U.S., enough confusion would have been introduced into the cultures of Earth so that probably there would be no other choice but to sink into a barbarism in the absence of an understanding of life itself. This is exactly what would have happened. Now we get here, number 43. Time is the primary source of untruth. Time states the untruth of consecutive considerations. And I call your attention very definitely to interest as an interesting thing to observe. Now, there are two classes of interest. We want to know why we're thinking about this in terms of time. It's because time is the basic lie behind all lies. That is to say that you have consecutive moments. We believe they're consecutive moments. We see consecutive motions and so forth, and this is all very pleasant. We agree to this. It's only when we have masked them with some vicious intent that we really get a kickback from the progress of time. But we discover here in the matter of interest that we have two facets. One is interested, and the other is interesting. Now, a thetan is interested, and an object is interesting. A thetan is not interesting. He is interested. And when a person becomes terribly interesting, he has lots of problems, believe me. There are lots of problems whenever somebody becomes interesting. So that is the chasm that is crossed. That is the chasm which is crossed by all of your celebrities, anybody who is foolish enough to become famous, he crosses over from being interested in life to being interesting. And people who are interesting are really no longer interested in life. It's very baffling to some young fellow why he can't make some beautiful girl interested in him. Well, she's not interested, she is interesting. And so, of course, she can't be interested.